age ordinarily brings a number of ailments, so a researcher at Boston University was intrigued when he came across people who were surprisingly healthy at the age of 100. Thomas Pearl says these people weren't necessarily thin, more educated, wealthier, or more careful about what they ate compared to younger, more sickly counterparts. What the exceptionally elderly did have in common: the ability to deal with stress. Dr. Pearl says it's a well-known age accelerator.
It isn't so much the amount of stress, but it's that when they incur a stressful situation, they seem to be able to manage it well. If they don't internalize it, they seem to be able to let go.
All the centenarians Pearl's study came from families who also aged well and lived long. Researchers know genetics play a role, but many in the field believe that as many as 1,000 genes influence aging. Dr. Pearl's studies challenge that. He thinks only a couple of genes are responsible for how people age differently.
We haven't pinpointed it, honestly, by a long shot. I think that aging is a very complicated process with lots of both genetic and environmental and behavioral factors that play big roles.
Pearl says it's not just a matter of being born with the right genes. The body reacts to many outside factors, including what we consume. The UW-Madison is currently doing studies on calorie restriction. Pearl says reducing calories may eventually be proven to extend life, but it's not practical.
To get people to actually go through calorie restriction is nearly impossible. I mean, to the point of reducing your calories 30 or 40%. But if you could find out through these molecular, genetic, and cellular studies what processes get turned on and turned off, maybe you eventually you're down the road to developing a pill.
Pearl says most people should be able to live in good health into their late 80s. In fact, he plans on being spry well into his 90s. This isn't just wishful thinking. It's a scientific estimate from his age calculator, which can be found online at livingto100.com. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.